Welcome to Boys Noise. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Boys Noise.
Those of you who listen to Boys Noise after the fact, not live, on wjrh.org/boysnoise, may be remiss to know that... Is that English?
Nope.
nope. To know that there is actually no introduction to this episode. And, I mean, that one's entirely on me.
Well, there was an introduction, which was a really bad one.
There is an introduction. It was bad. Yeah. And it's not, you're not going to hear it because I forgot to hit the start recording button.
That's what you get on Boys Noise.
Boys Noise. Only, we're a very professional operation here at Boys Noise. We like to pride ourselves on how prepared, how professional. And Kevin, you were just talking about this.
I was just talking to Danny about this. I was telling him, Boys Noise is the radio audio equivalent of a Jackson Pollock painting, where you just sort of throw things together and hope maybe something beautiful happens. I've listened to past episodes, and so far that has been the opposite of the case. But I like to imagine that one day we might have a good show, you know, something we're proud of. Danny,
what's up?
A little known fact. Most people have not taken note of this, but I think it's worth noting. Today marks the halfway point of the year to Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
March.
Yeah. March,
Halloween.
What is it?
March, Halloween's in
March 5th. Yeah,
Halloween's so, October 31st.
Yeah, so it's the halfway mark, and I thought it'd be fun, just like a little quirky stunt, if we revisit our favorite Halloweens of the past.
It's March.
Yeah. So I had this Halloween. I was 10 years old, and I was throwing a Halloween party, and Nicolette. I love this girl. She was my first crush. I dressed up as a vampire. She dressed up as a vampire, and I dressed up as the Grim Reaper. And you know, the funny part is actually that I was in love with her for several years after that, and nothing came of it. And it still haunts me to this day. You know?
Wow, that's so much fun.
You're screaming right now. You should probably turn down your levels.
Oh man, that's my bad. Thanks for bringing up that fun story about Halloween.
Uh-huh. It's a good Halloween story.
I'm glad we were reminiscing on
past Halloween.
Good times. Halloween. I mean, I remember my favorite Halloween memory. It was 2 years actually.
Okay.
It was when I was, I think, 13 to when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been 2011 to 2012.
Yeah. Well, what made that Halloween so special, Danny?
It was Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, that's great.
And before that, there was a huge snowstorm. So I missed.
Wiped out hundreds of thousands of dollars of infrastructure.
It was a horrible disaster. But the biggest disaster was that I didn't get to celebrate Halloween for back-to-back years. It was
wow.
It was a smooth transition from the trick or treating days to the not trick or treating.
I know you
days.
Were 11, but I think you'd have enough agency, self awareness, and a cultivated sense of human morality to realize that the fact that you didn't get to eat a candy bar did not, that paled in comparison to the fact that millions of, or you know, tens of thousands of people lost their homes.
I mean, candy brings happiness. I was unhappy for the entire week of Hurricane Sandy.
You know, it's really, what's really messed up is we taught our children during Hurricane Sandy. I remember, at least in my town, on Halloween, people were still having, like, Halloween candy drives for kids so they could, like, go to schools, and they would go to these schools that were open as, they doubled as, like, food packaging places to get people care packages. But basically, they made it so the kids could go trick-or-treating amidst all the debris and rubble and chaos. So, you know, that's us teaching our kids that you are entitled to a bag full of candy even when the infrastructure of the state is completely destroyed.
I'd like to thank Chris Christie for that one.
You're going to get the kids a candy. Yeah. I'm getting my candy. I don't care.
And his fleece. You know the fleece. I bet he was wearing it when he said that.
I want my milk. I want the Hershey's chocolate bar. I don't care much.
Yeah. I'm surprised we were able to hear anything, you know, with his head so far up Donald Trump's. Wait. With his head so far up Donald Trump's. Oh,
that
was
too really
quiet.
A censor.
Wait, we gotta pause the beat to do it. With his head so far up Donald Trump's. Alright.
I think we got it.
This next song would have been great if I Oh, okay. This next song is called Leaves by Dave B. Hope you all enjoy.
Boys noise.
I can get you what you need, I'm a goner. With the wind like leaves in the autumn. Money, hoes, greed, that's the motto. I follow. Ba 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 da 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 ba ba da 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 ba ba da bum. Yeah. Pursue a proper passion. Push the margin past, put the world up on your back, boy. Ain't no use a guy for being black or a student or gay or just caught up in a trap. Bought a million kicks and not one of them made you faster. So much for the bitches, not one of them made you master. The world, I got advice, but I'm trying to find it with mad skill. So you found a light that's the pearl up inside the half shell. Always something that they need you to know. I ain't needing it though. FIFA be in the moment, just zoning me, my cojones, some lazy niggas in no. Sign for revival, just my mission, bless it. Flow so nice, man, it's kind of ascension. Pull from my vice, got my mind over mentions. All this advice like I like the prescription. Sway like the best in my grade. I don't think they got a glove yet for catching the fade. I don't think they got love for niggas lacking. We'll be right back.
pushed on hope, didn't need a telescope to see where I am going. I have never been the one trying hard to hold my tongue. It's my stereo.
Back to Boys Noise.
Over the last break, of which I'd like to apologize. It's not representative of what we stand for.
No. We don't like
We don't make mistakes here, I believe.
We don't.
Is what we're trying to say.
You know, the entire show is a mistake. So we refuse to make any more after that.
That's the one big one. You can't make any more. In the background, we have music by Proleader. Proleader, he makes beats. He samples old school artists, such as, I mean, he has Sam Cooke here. He has Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald. And I put on this beat, and Kevin goes, "Hey, that reminds me of Spring Break."
And it really did, because I'm going to tell you something. This song came on 3 spring breaks ago. Me and my friends were gallivanting through a field of roses. We were about to have a picnic. And you know, there was that girl I was talking about before. And she actually turned me down during that spring break. And, you know, she started dating another guy who had incidentally looked just like me. Like, I don't see why I'm not, like, I had just as much to offer as he did. Like, I'm just as good a person. Like, why? I don't know. But she went on to do bigger and better things, and I'm still stuck in my little own, you know, suburban circle, trying to break out of the call of you know, middle income living.
Right.
I that's why I love spring break.
She's off to bright and better things.
And I'm still.
And you're a co-anchor on Boys Noise.
Let's get in there. There we go. All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're gonna keep it up with the Pro Leader. That's the cool sample. We'll see if Kevin likes this song that I'm gonna throw on. I'm gonna put the beat on to this song. Check to see if there's any expletives in the lyrics. And if there's none, then I'll play the actual version of the song. If there's not, I'll have to find another song. So here's Pro Leader, Throw It Back. Hopefully, Kevin enjoys
it. I'll let you know, folks. Stick around for more Boys Noise.
Welcome back.
We're listening to Boys
Noise. Noise.
Turn up those headphones, DJ.
Headphones. How does that sound?
Oh, wow. I certainly can't hear
See,
anything.
DJ Kevin there we uses go. Headphones.
That's
DJ sound. Big Fig has a lot to do at once, so he's a little distracted. Doesn't want to listen to it.
Did you switch headphones with me by any chance? Okay. I won't hear myself.
So...
That's a little loud. Let's turn that down.
Me?
No, the music.
Music.
Very good.
Music is down.
There you go.
It's
It's
our third show and our sixth week doing the show, so we're still working out some kinks.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have it down by June.
We should have it. We should probably our last show. We might be able to get by without any debilitating screw-ups.
During that last song, Kevin pointed out to me that he identifies that genre as being, what'd you call it?
It sounds a little bit like electro swing.
So you're listening to the beat that's on now. Do you hear it in your headphones or no? Here, I'll turn
Not
on.
Not quite. Another one.
Isn't even playing?
There you go. Now I can hear my... Oh, there we go. That's fine. Oh, a little loud, but...
Okay, you hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it.
What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds like electro swing to me. You know, there's two components to electro swing. Electricity... so it's gotta have that, you know, that.
That's how you hear it.
It's gotta have that little, you know, and a little zing, or a little doesn't hurt. So yeah, I'd call this electro swing.
Yeah, it's a nice beat by Pro Leader. Pro Leader's my man. He his music's free. It's music's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great.
He releases his music for free. It's up for donation. If you want to download it, you can donate anything. You can even donate if you really felt like it, $0.00.
Wow.
Which is, believe it or not, what I did a couple years ago. This is exclusive.
So you were just
debut.
Okay.
I was on the internet. I was downloading some stuff. I was trying to channel my inner DJ, my inner DJ Big Fig. It's your boy.
Uh huh.
And so what I did is I created a remix.
Really?
I remixed my very own song, my first ever song, my debut.
Wow.
Unreleased. It's been like 3 or 4 years. I've had this.
This is a moment.
I've had this on my iTunes.
If you're listening, this is going to be this. You're witnessing a breakthrough. I'm witnessing someone's rise to the top right now.
I'm prepared to debut it. This is the beginning of DJ Big Fig's mashup career. This song is called "Lose Yourself" versus April Showers. I'm playing it through my phone, so I'm gonna try and play it. Let's see if it works.
If you turned the aux on, you might be able to do it.
Look.
Here we go. This is Lose Yourself versus April Showers.
One shot.
Enjoy, because I made it.
One opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Did you capture it? Or just let it slip?
Yo.
His palms are sweaty. Knees weak. Arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He's broke, he's so stagnant, he knows.
Well, what do you think?
You know, I gotta say, Denny, I think you've really got something going for you. I would make a suggestion just in the future.
What?
I wouldn't remix any song unless you're remixing it with Lose Yourself. I think you found your niche. I think you've really carved out, you know, your place in the music industry. So, you know, I would just stick with that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, okay?
It's funny you say that.
Oh, boy.
There's a SoundCloud account called Only Mashes Bonfire, and you're never going to guess what they do.
I'm really good at subtext. It sounds like they might only mash Bonfire.
They only mash Bonfire. Wow. That's the single thing that this SoundCloud page does. I want to see how many tracks they have. 19 remixes of Bonfire, which is a Childish Gambino song, which I'm not going to play because there are way, way, way too many curse words in that song, I'm pretty sure. But I will throw on the instrumental as such. Oh, whoa. All right, there's that. Other than that, though, how was my remix? You seem to... I saw your head nodding up and down.
Yeah.
Maybe because you're looking at your phone, though. You're on Tinder during that, right?
Well, the cat's out of the bag. Yeah, I think my Tinder might be broken because I've had it for about 6 months. I've swiped right, I think, maybe 2,000 times. I've yet to get a match. Like, I think that's really odd.
You said it's because it's broken?
Yeah, it's probably broken. I was going to contact Tinder. I did match with one girl. She said that if I went to www.ge.ze.takemehome.com/.info. If I went to the website, I would get to talk to her. And I went to the website, and it was asking me for my credit card information.
So I
gave it to her. I gave them my credit card information.
Her? Yeah. You gave her your credit card?
Yeah. She has, you know, she knows me on this website. She said, "Hey, honey, come make sweet time. You are lucky, in good shape, and this is fortunately to be you." And then
see, the first thing you look for in a girl in a match is good English.
Yeah, she killed it.
Killed it. Perfect grammar, perfect.
And I went to the website, gave her my credit card info, and then she unmatched me. It was, you know, it was weird. But, you know, that actually reminds me of a story, if we got time. I matched with a girl on Tinder. I did, as soon as I opened the account, we met up. And, I just realized that she didn't compare in the slightest to the love of my life. I think I mentioned her before a couple times in the show.
Yeah.
But, and I realized, and then it hit me, you know, nothing will ever be that good again. And, you know, then I, after that, I just sort of stopped trying. But I like to go on Tinder. I think Tinder's a good thing.
Thanks for bringing up that story.
Yeah, no problem.
Halloween's right around the corner.
Oh, let me, halfway there.
For some of us, that's joy. For Kevin, it's heartbreak.
Yeah. There's nothing sweetens life more than the incredible contrast of debilitating pain with, you know, normal circumstances and happiness.
But, you know what else is good?
What?
Snickers bars. Oh. This episode's to you by Snickers bar. Halloween is right around the corner.
Get your Snickers. You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Eat them up.
Eat them up. Mini bite-sized Snickers.
So, this next song
is called The Remedy by Jason Mraz. It's weird. Don't trust a guy with two consonants right next to each other in his name.
Jason Mraz is going to be the next big thing, said everyone in 2010.
Yeah. And they were right. Anyway, this is The Remedy by Jason Mraz. You heard it here first. Nappy Boy Radio Live. We love you. He got that lovely, lovely.
Mike Will made it. Enjoy.
Talk proper. Settled at the baritone. Got the Gilroy. Tried to hit her with the
my mistake. There was a smudge on our script. That was actually some lettuce from my lunch. This is actually called Aurora Borealis by Mick Jenkins, produced by K Trinata. Not Jason Mraz. Jason Mraz has not been relevant for a couple years now. Enjoy. She been distressing for weeks. It looked better after she washed some suppose. I would give her this old wrapped in all these instrumentals, his intentions and goals. Purified through the water, glorified through the gold. Look through the glory hole, and you can see that we fuck it up, we spreading love. I could never give enough, give it up, spreading love. I could never give enough. Girl, I had to let you know before you go. I see the glow, you be the light. Girl, you be the light. Just take the time before you shatter me. My space, stay on my mind. Let you know before you go. I see the floor. Be the light. Be the light. I just had to take the time before you slide and leave my space. Stay on my mind. All the time, like 24/7, like 365, like mine go 9/11 when we fly low. All under the radar, fully in command, like the space next to the space bar on a MacBook. I don't play y'all down like your baby mom's supposed to. They may come around, they'll never come close to postal. I done been around the world, same tofu everywhere. Girl, you more than rare, more than appreciation for that fact. No, there's no shortage here. I was looking at you, you wondering when. We can make it a we. Tell me if that ain't cool. I was just trying to see. I noticed your glow. And for me, it was blind. And I mean, I ain't icing out the Audemars or nothing. But for me, it was timing. And that's all the time. Like 24/7, like 365. Like my go 9/11 when we fly low. Fly low, fly low. That's why I had to let you know. That's why I had to let you know. Girl, I had to let you know before you go. I see the glow, you be the light. You be the light. I just had to take the time before you said I need my space. Stay on my mind. Let you know before you go. I see the floor. You be the light. You be the light. I just had to take the time before you slide and leave my space. Stay on my mind. Good news to all of our listeners. We have just enough time in our programming to do a little public service announcements. Here is DJ Kevin.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through, because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
That reminds me.
Wow. That was loud.
That reminds me. I was really excited to share this fun fact that I have about spring break. I wasn't really listening, but was that PSA about students not graduating?
Yes, it was.
I have the perfect fun fact.
All right, go ahead.
Lined up. Kevin, did you know that 1.5 million students go on spring break vacations every year, and they spend a collective $1 billion.
Wow. So now it's a toss-up. Should we allow reckless scallivanting? which, you know, has increased our GDP by $100 billion or $1 billion, or should we actually save the students and tell them to leave constructive spring breaks?
$1 billion.
Versus a couple dropouts. I'll leave that question out there.
That one's for viewers.
We got another. I have to do another two of these.
Okay. I have another two fun facts lined up.
So all right. That's great. Your GED, if you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Kevin!
What is it, Danny?
Kevin!
What?
Kevin, I have a fun fact!
Okay.
Kevin!
All right, go ahead. You're going to break the mic. You're going to break the... Just... Okay.
Sorry if that was a little bit too much noise.
We've only got two boys. Got to keep the noise proportional.
All right. Okay. Did you know that the number one U.S. spring break destination is Daytona Beach? Man,
wow.
Daytona Beach.
That's where they held the Kentucky 500.
I love the USA. U.S. of A, baby.
Yeah. You know,
Viva America.
There's three races. Daytona Beach. It's three races throughout the country where all the horse cars compete to become the number one Jeff Gordon All-Star winner of the Kentucky Derby.
See, you're saying Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
It's,
all right. Get another ad if you've got another fact lined up.
I'll work on it while you're reading the fact.
All right. Save the children. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Kevin!
Yeah, Danny?
Kevin... I'm going to be honest with you. This fun fact is nothing related to what you were just talking about.
Okay, I'm glad it's not related to that.
It might, in fact, just be the complete opposite.
Okay.
It'd be impossible for these two facts to contrast more.
All right.
The fact that kids are dying and the fact that, on average, a college student will consume 6 drinks in an average week.
Uh-huh.
However, on spring break, that number increases to 10 drinks a day. On average.
10 drinks a day. Actually, wow, that's incredible.
6 drinks per week to 10 drinks per day.
10 drinks per day on spring break.
Right.
Per student.
Unless you're Kevin and you have 0 drinks per week. Because you're a freaking lame-o.
Wow, you have maxed out your levels 4 or 5 times throughout the show. But the standard spring break lasts about, are we counting the weekends included
yes.
in spring break?
Yes.
So that would be about 11 days, so 110 drinks in 1 week.
Better hope it's dollar drink night.
Yeah, that's
incredible. That's gonna rack up.
Yeah, forget about the sheer, you know, magnitude of the liver damage. Let's hope it's dollar drink night, Danny.
Right.
This has been Boys Noise. We're coming up to the top of the hour. It is 9:56 p.m.
Looks like we might have time for one more song to bring us out.
All right. Do you want to close this out before we let this song play out? It's going to be 10 o'clock.
I'm going to play a song that might have a little bit of curse words.
Well, perhaps we should avoid
I'm going to try my best to censor it.
Okay. Well, you always say that. It almost never works out.
I think I'm 3 for 3 on playing curse words during our shows. This is the third consecutive show where your boy DJ Big Fig accidentally played a curse word. But I promise it will not happen for this song. This song is called Cajun. It's by Smino. Smino.
You know what? I know O.
Smino. What do you know? What Smino means in German?
I imagine Smino is an amalgamation of the German word Rino and the American word Schmuck. Am I wrong?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know. That sounds better than anything I could have made up on the spot. So we'll just roll with it. This is Smino Cajun.
Smino.
This will be the last song. I'll promptly dismiss us once the song is over. But
alrighty.
In the meantime, it's been Boys Noise.
And you are listening
to Boys Noise. Spring Break Special. Only on Snickers.
Snickers.edu. Should we
save the children?
You are listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM,
Lafayette Jason Mraz
Radio.
Take the children.
Easton
in Pennsylvania.
Daytona Beach.
Beach-ania.
NASCAR.
Probably, I think we are required to actually say that correctly. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
The worst thing we did during the show is not us forgetting to say the station ID. I think it might have been either the profanities or me.
You know, if you don't bring up the profanities, we aren't liable, I don't think.
I also made a couple air horns during your PSAs that may have been untimely. But in any event, here is Cajun by Smino. Thanks for listening to Boys Noise. What a great episode. This has been Boys Noise, our spring break spectacular. Another flawless. Kevin's mic isn't on, so he can't contribute. It was flawless. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with our to be announced special. It will be special, though, I can promise you that. So thanks for listening. It's been your boy DJ Big Fig. Thank you, and enjoy all of your spring breaks. All right.